Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Today is a chill show. News items that I wanted to talk about. Some people have asked me some questions about race. They wanted to know how to argue against a new study. It looks like this is not very different from arguments we've seen in the past, but we can still talk about it. How are you doing? Netflix is not doing good. Right after the hours of trading have stopped, so when most stock watchers are down, like Yahoo, you won't see it on their graph. The whole mainstream that just track during the trading day, they won't track that value. But those graphics that track the value of after hours trading, they have tracked Netflix down 25%. There was a major dump of the stock after hours. People are selling, and I think that it's a good victory for those who a couple of months ago had started a campaign against them because they were grooming. They were engaging in grooming behavior. And so I think we can start a new meme after get woke, go broke. We can say get grooming, go slumping, 25% in an instant. Some major dump of the stock, and this is all related to the fact that, well, first there was a first dissociation of a lot of right-wingers who didn't want Netflix anymore since the QT's scandal, and eventually I think that there's been an accumulation also of people who just unsubscribe from Netflix because it's not maintainable in the current inflationary lifestyle in America. And one place that you can cut very quickly is Netflix, Amazon, Prime. That kind of stuff will be hurt first. Gray says, didn't it go up during COVID? It makes sense it would go down now. Well, they are down 2 million, lower than their predictions, and they're losing subscribers at this point. So it's really a net negative that they're stuck into. And I think it's desirable, as Fadam says, Netflix failure benefits all of mankind because they've been engaging in crappy behavior. They've been producing all these third-tier shows with anti-natalist teams, super woke. We've been watching yesterday, me and Mama JF, Other Life, which is a Netflix production. And it's, you know, the team is great. It's embedded realities. And we've heard about it from the Timcast IRL podcast. They talked about it. And it's a great team, you know, embedded reality. Okay, the technology is kind of a gaming software that they upload to your eyes. And it kind of deploys code in your brain. And then you don't know what's real. And it's time compressed so you can have an experience of a full day or a full year. Within a second, because it rewrites your memories, basically. Good team, you know, what is real, what is existence, that could have been good, but every Netflix production has this signature to it, which is that it sucks and it's small, it's never grandiose, it's never like a Christopher Nolan movie, it's more like a crappy movie that you don't know who the director is and you don't care. That's the problem with Netflix, and they've been trying to surf on this subscription service. You'll have to do something better. You'll have to do like the big boys of Hollywood and produce something life-changing, because it's a consumption crap kind of thing. Mama JF is coming in. What is up, Mama JF?
Amy, I like this movie.
You liked Other Life?
Yes, but you know what I thought about this? It's a bit like what God is already doing to us.
He's creating a reality for us to perform in a virtual world before we go to heaven.
Yeah, I bet like when we die, like he's gonna say like this only lasts 1 second.
Oh, maybe time is relative, and our experience of time within the universe could be totally different if we were uploaded out of it.
Yeah, or maybe when you go to hell or to heaven, it's just an upload, like. It's just
gonna upload it. Maybe. Raised Fist says, Jeff, we are both happy about what's happening to Netflix. The sad thing is that we are also both subscribed. Christy, are we still live? Hello? Hello? You are offline. I don't know. This is the first time we get an electrical shutdown during the show. What will happen? Will you guys receive me? It's amazing because, see, I don't have the internet right now. It's amazing because I can keep recording. So the people who watch this show, not live, you will be seeing me with the lights that shut off and everything. Oh my god. That's because I'm running on a battery. So when there's an electrical shutdown, I can still talk. Wow, it's amazing. This is the first time I get to test my battery setup. Now, the one thing I forgot to plug on the battery is the modem. I would have to have the modem on the battery if I want to survive while remaining connected to the internet. But my computer survived. That is a miracle. Well, we're going to have to wait for the internet to come back, I guess. Let us refresh and see. No internet. Hello. Okay, some people were thinking that this is an Odyssey shutdown. It is not. It is a electrical shutdown on my side. Let's try to restart the stream. Let's see. I guess I just have to wait. My whole setup is all set up to reconnect to Odyssey. Evropa Aesthetica says initiate the generator. Hello. I guess I just have to. Yeah. I think we might be back live. Fractalman says power outages lead to baby making. Well, that's the positive. Yeah, so I just have to wait that the Streamlabs connection updates with Odyssey and we should be live. Are you guys hearing me? Are you guys hit refresh and let me know if I'm live. All right, I'm back. Well, guys, it's not the fault of Odyssey tonight. There's a big storm outside and the electricity has shut down. Now, it's amazing because I was able to keep recording throughout the electrical shutdown because my computer is running on battery, but the internet went off. So you guys lost me live, but those who are watching after the live, you'll be able to see the whole studio going dark and my face just disappearing and then me turning the lights back on. Amazing. So basically, it's my first test live of the degree of survival of my recording system without electricity. And I've kept recording throughout. My TV has disappeared, of course, that kind of stuff. But it's great. So the last thing I forgot to do, and I always forget, is I need to plug the modem to the battery so that I can survive an electrical shutdown even while keeping the live going. But it's amazing. I had nothing to do. I just waited, seated on my chair for a minute, and then I was back live. So the thing is kind of automated. I'm excited about tomorrow because I've made a decision in my head. Tomorrow I'm going to the hardware store and I'm going to be plumbing. I've decided that I wanted to learn plumbing. And so I will be learning hex plumbing. I will be adding a line. I want to bring water to my plants. And I'm tired of having to go fill a bottle and bring it to my plants. I want a pipe coming out of the soil here, the ground, and allowing me to just spray from the pipe. Barnaby Brutto says, I'm gonna plume the 38-year-old plumber. I'm very excited. I've been thinking about this all day. I was seeing the PEX T connectors, and I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And in fact, I'm thinking if plumbing becomes easy for me, it's going to be easy for me to bring a PEX tube to my greenhouse so that I don't have to have this whole system with an exterior hose just bringing the water. I'll bring a pipe there. I'll bring a PEX pipe. They seem pretty solid. They seem to survive being in the dust and whatever. As far as I can tell, you can leave them in the ground. Hello, Mama JF. What's up?
Really, you're gonna do that?
I'm gonna plume.
Like you're gonna dig another well?
I'm not going to dig a hole well. That would be spectacular for a amateur plumber. No, I'm just going to make a T connector with an existing pipe. That's all I need.
Really? And it's gonna go like under the ground?
It's going to go under the ground to the greenhouse. It's going to go to our spice container there. And I'm
What?
going to bring one here so that I can water the plants while we do the semis.
Oh my God,
It's
really?
going to be awesome, Mama Jeff. Tomorrow, don't put anything on my schedule. I'm pluming.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
No, but I realized, I mean, I've seen the plumber last time he came to repair our tanks, and my God, it was efficient. The guy has, and I bought the clipping PEX thing. You don't need to solder anymore. It's over. You have the push-in copper connectors to the PEX system. The PEX system has the T's. The PEX system, you just clip them in, and my God, is that easy? And I have the little forceps to do it. Evropa Aesthetica says, Jeff, what substances did you test for in your well specifically? Here it's the government that does a full test, so I don't know everything. I would have to put it out. It's been years that I haven't watched at the report, but a lot of tests to just make sure that it's safe. Mama Jeff, what's up?
Hey, me too. I want to say something I did again, cause I'm so proud of me. Cause there was a big truck in front of the house, and he was cutting all the
Oh
trees.
yeah, that was awesome, Mama Jeff.
Again, I went to him, and I told him, we are making a garden, and can he unload his truck on our yard?
He
Because
gave us a whole truckload of wood chips.
yes.
My God, this is going to be great to make our soil and to cover the areas that we don't want plants to grow. Free wood chips, a whole big truckload of it. I mean,
Yes.
it's bigger than a car, basically. The pile is big like two cars, approximately.
Yeah, and it's good because last year we put cedar wood chip, and this is a bit acidic.
Yes, and so it's going to be natural. It's going to come from the ground around us, so it's going to be just perfect. That was a genius idea. I'm not the kind of guy to go get this guy, but when you're a woman, it's easier, you know. So I pimped Mama JF in a way.
I get it.
Go get the wood
Yeah,
chips.
bring back the
But when you're a guy, you don't want to go see these guys. But you know, Mama JF came and said, "Hey, I want your wood chips," and he gave it to us.
Yes, and yeah, we should start to cover the whole soil and all, everything, the whole backyard, we all cover everything. Like right now is a good time before the grass even grow.
Yes, and now that we have free wood chips, that's much more pleasant because covering the ground with costly wood chip at $3 a bag, it's you want to put it thin, you know. But when it's free, we can basically walk on wood chips.
Yes,
It can be a carpet of wood chips.
you know what? I even gave him my phone number.
Okay.
And he said, I said, you can come back anytime to give us wood
You
chip.
know, he's gonna come on a regular basis. Is that some Jack Murphy arrangement of some kind?
Jack Murphy.
Jack Murphy is the ultimate cock of the internet.
Oh, no. Oh my, Dave, you're always here.
I'm always here. That is true. I have security cameras. There wouldn't be much sex to wood chip exchange possible.
You should put a security camera on the bed.
Yes, I think I will add some to our setup now.
Okay. But yes, you should do that.
Yeah, brilliant idea. I mean, these guys, you know, they with the cost of the fuel, they have to cut all sorts of trees on the street and then they have to bring it to their company. With the cost of the fuel, it's not even worth what they will sell it for. So they would be very happy to have a place to drop it and not care about it. And so we gave them that, and hopefully the guy comes back. There's no amount of wood chip I won't take. And they're beautiful wood chips. They're very well chipped. I was very happy. Someone sent me this map of genetics, the continuous category-free nature of genetic variation. A new science policy forum highlights the ethical concerns surrounding the continued use of continental ancestry to group individuals and argues instead for the adoption of a multidimensional, continuous, and category-free approach. To whoever looks on a map of colors, you know, when you open your paint software, you know, there's a map of color and there's kind of red and it's mixed in with blue and then you can mix in with green. And basically, on the 2D space of colors, everything is possible. And one would be in error yet to say there is no categories of color. There is no such thing as red, blue, or green because I can see the continuum between them. That is the continuum fallacy. It's constantly made by people who deny race. And it's made again here, but just with a new graph. So someone was asking me, JF, how do I argue against this? So here their claim is, look, we have the old studies that were finding Europeans are genetically here. Middle Eastern are genetically here, America is genetically here, Africa is genetically here. But look, if you put the gray spots, and the gray spots is data from BioMe, which would be a kind of a little bit like 23andMe, that are basically a set of data from a lot of diverse people. That precisely didn't care about selecting per Europeans and per Americans and per Africans. So, how do you argue with this? Well, first, there's one thing to say about this graph. This graph has an intrinsic defect. It shows you the gray spots as covering area, but it doesn't show you how concentrated they are. So, okay, maybe you found here a mix between an African and a European. He ends up here. Okay, he's just half European, half African. But how many of those do you have? And how many of true Africans do you have in your BioMe set? You could have 100 times more gray points onto the categorical separations, and you could have only a thin sample of the in between. And you would conclude from the graph that, oh my God, it's spread, but you don't know how spread it is. Show me a measure of concentration. Is it the case that 50% of the people are mixed, or is it the case that 99% of the people are not mixed? This will change the view of whether a category is still valid, and this graph doesn't show it. Secondly, this whole graph and this whole argument above it relies on a continuum fallacy. The idea that because there's something in between two categories, because something can be mixed, that the categories do not exist. They make it explicitly when they say the continuous category-free nature of genetic variation. You cannot say that because something is continuous that it's category-free. Something can be continuous, but continuous between categorizable entities. And as it turns out, we know no matter how much mixing there happens to be on the current planet Earth, we know that genetics are categorizable. We can tell you, even if you have a perfect mix between an African and a European, it's going to be 50-50, but it's going to be 50% of the genes from Europe and 50% of the genes from Africa. So demand better data from these people because they're lying. They're lying through omission. This graph omits to show the concentration of the gray points. I would like to see the concentration on the 3D axis. Show me a mountain for how much mixing there is versus how much not mixing there is. Lapitop says, what are the units of the axes? Those are typical illustrations in genetic studies. They are not units. They are principal component analysis. So a principal component analysis is a unit less. Or perhaps there is a technical mathematical unit, but it has no meaning in real life. It is axis of diversity decided by a computer to maximize the separation between the points. So there is no unit. It's like you throw different genes at a computer and the computer starts saying, all right, these genes seem to cluster and these genes seem to cluster. And the computer does that tens of thousands of times, and eventually it boils it down to, ultimately, let's make two axes, and I will give you points on this axis if you have these genes, and I'll give you points on this axis if you have these other genes. And it ends up spreading a massive amount of genetic diversity down to two axes. So it's a point system, basically, in a mathematical algorithm. So yes, I reject this category-free approach. Sorry, leftists, race exists, and you are lying to yourself with extremely bad ways of illustrating data. US makes pledge on satellite killers. I was exactly thinking about this a month ago. During the Ukraine war, I was like, hey, there's these flying entities that are easily spotted, that are in total vacuum above the atmosphere of the Earth, and that are crucial to the functioning and survival of nations, and crucial in particular to the communication and to the war strategy of nations. And no one is sending missiles there. It's like I invented anti-satellite missiles in my head. But now what I realize is that there is basically an unwritten rule. Do not strike the satellite with the satellite killer. So Kamala Harris announces policy change on anti-satellite missiles in Space Force. I am pleased to announce that as of today, the United States commits not to conduct destructive direct ascent anti-satellite missile testing. Simply put, these tests are dangerous and we will not conduct them. Problem being, you can have debris that hits other satellites. You can also have... it could hurt the International Space Station. And so too much danger. The US is committing not to do it. But I don't know. What about other countries? Thomas Howard says, so a leftist would say, the separation is intentionally maximized. We are more alike than we are different. The difference across individuals of the same race is greater than the difference across races themselves. Blah, blah, ree. Well, yeah, but these arguments, we've all addressed them. First, the idea that we are more alike than we are different. Okay, yes. Two human beings are closer to each other than a human being and a monkey. Certainly. So we are more alike. That doesn't mean that the category of races is uninformative. That's the first thing. And then the difference across individuals of the same race is greater than the differences across races. That is the Lewontin fallacy. And it's a fallacy because the subject of whether two things deserve a category is independent of the variability within their category. And the best example I often give is pickups and cars. There is only one thing that truly differentiates a pickup and a car. So the entire category difference is small when you think about it. It's just, do you have a box in the back or not? Now, within the car category, there is much more variability than this single thing. You can have cars that have doors that open toward the vertical. You can have cars that are super powerful, cars that are not powerful. So the within car categories has more variability than the in-between car versus pickup category. And yet we still consider that a pickup truck is functionally different, so we give it a separate category because it's what matters to humans. Whether, there's going to be a couple of things you can do with a pickup truck that you can't do with a car, and that's what we want to know. So we keep the category up. As long as a category is functional and it informs you on the reality that you need to care about, it's a justified category. And if there are empirical observations that give credence to this categorical division, then it is empirically justified. Massive increase in Black Americans murdered was the result of defund the police movement. According to experts, Black Americans were disproportionately affected by the skyrocketing murders of 2020. Support for Black Lives Matter, blah blah blah. They're saying that there was a 30% increase across the board in murders in 2020. And as far as Black Americans are concerned, it represents a 43% increase to the previous 10-year average. So much for Black Lives Matter. They are creating a media circus around single events, and this media circus results in riots, where criminality can happen and in a much graver way than the initial events. And so you end up killing more black lives by protesting for Black Lives Matter, of course. We knew that. We had the sense that it had to be the case. But it's good to see the statistical confirmation. Thomas Howard says, I had to bring this up. This is the topic that made JF's name on the internet and sparked the blood sports. JF versus Kraton T, I think that was his name. Thanks for the walk down memory lane classic. Yeah, I mean, I know that it's my bread and butter, but I can't talk about this every night, First, because there would be a loss of interest. I mean, I can't repeat the same arguments every night. And also because of myself, I wouldn't feel good if we were a show about race, because the fact is, I don't care that much about race. I care about truth, and I found myself in a society that wanted very, very hard to deny the truth of race. So it was very low effort for me to say, all right, Jeff, you're going to stand for the category of race. And yeah, it led us down spectacular internet paths. I enjoyed it, but I couldn't do that every night. It would be for my brain, it would be like a hammer. Like, when you think about it, the subject of race, you can go around it within less than an hour, and you've said everything there was to say about it. You can write a book if you want, and it's going to be a little longer than an hour, but you're going to get into the details. But the big facts of race, pretty much everyone understands them properly. A lot of people have struggled to express them properly. So you go on the streets for a random guy, he's probably going to make a little error or two that Kraton T would would drive into. But someone like me, the subject of race, I've done the circle multiple times and I master it. Bird Flu says the truth is JF defeated a black guy in a rap battle. That is also true. I have demonstrated that within the right circumstances, I can beat a black guy in a rap battle on the Drunken Peasants. Southern border migrants crossing spiked to record high in March ahead of Biden's plan to lift Title 42. Customs and Border Protection data shows southern border encounters in March were the highest on record, going back to 2000, as the Biden administration prepares to end the Title 42 public health protections that allow agents to quickly expel migrants at the border. Look at this. Under Trump, Trump, that was this. So there was a crisis of family unit members, but single adults start rising at the end of the Trump presidency. And look at this under Biden. Boom. They are steadily above 160,000 entry. The single adults at 140,000, the family unit members at 20,000 or 40,000, and now we're in the red. It's been higher than ever, even under the Biden presidency. DK Shadow says, Kraut and Tea was a watershed moment. So many phonies exposed. Oh yeah, I was thinking about this today, actually. I was thinking about this a little bit. Yeah, I mean, it was great. It was a time at which YouTube was birthing. It was close enough to its birth that basically any stupid ass out there thought that they could do it. And they thought not only that they could do it, but that they could get on this platform and be condescending. And that's where I trapped Kraut NT. You know, he was titling his videos, the alt-right is too stupid for this. The alt-right doesn't understand that. And when you come with a condescending discourse like this, Papa JF will always be there. Now, we've not seen in the last few years, we've not seen an equivalent of Kraut NT. I think people got wise, people got smart. And it's sad because they got smart to the point of not talking openly about the errors that exist in their mind. It's not that people learned. It's that people learned not to expose their own biases and their own errors. That's really too bad, because there's just as much brains left to deceptive content. It's just that the deceptive content is getting more implicit, less direct, and therefore it cannot be debunked, because there's not a statement that's crazily false, you know, like the idea of pregnant trouts. That was The trout pregnancy is very short. there's no trout pregnancy, Kraut. There is none. They're not pregnant. Joe Rogan rallies behind the great one. Elon Musk amid Twitter takeover fight. Everyone is so excited. The podcast giant says Musk is super intelligent billionaire who doesn't give a F. Well, that's good to have Joe Rogan on the side of this, because I'm all for it to happen. We've not seen much movement on the Twitter stock. It's been relatively paralyzed. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey regular super chat. Odyssey is my favorite platform for super chats. Alternatively, if you don't like it, you can use Entropy. The link is in the description below. And tonight, our survey on Entropy is Disney next? Is Disney the next get grooming, go slumping? Will Disney lose its value once Florida goes after them and removes their special rights in Florida? We know that it's happening. DeSantis has made it happen. The laws are on the table. I believe they are not signed, though. Uber no longer requires masks. One by one, all the scientific restrictions of the COVID era are falling to the wayside, and it only took a looming midterm election with internal polling showing just how unpopular Joe Biden's nanny state had become, to make it happen. Not to mention a brave 35-year-old judge who called out the bullshit on 2 years of idiocy. So Uber will not be asking for masks. There were ridiculous Uber scenes that we were seeing rise on the social media. People filming, like Uber, the Uber driver coming in and refusing customers because they didn't have masks. Thankfully, this is all over. If you're safe with a mask today, do you really think that you weren't safe 5 days ago, 1 month ago, 5 months ago? The mask didn't save people. Russia launches full-scale offensive in eastern Ukraine, declares another stage of war has started. The Pentagon says there's no evidence that Russia used chemical weapons in Ukraine. I love these little... this is a new type of news that they're very fond of in war. It's non-news. It's like... they generate so much expectations that there's a couple of people on the streets you would ask them and they would be, oh yeah, Russia has been using chemical weapons in Ukraine. And so they have to correct factually there with small factual statements. It's like, oh yeah, we don't have evidence that it happened. And yet they continually build the expectation by publishing articles that are scaring people, that are saying, what would happen if? Disclosed.tv reported this amazing news, which I've already talked about at the beginning of the show. Netflix shares plunge over 23% in after-hours trading, projecting to lose 2 million subscribers in the current quarter. And yeah, they had this whole QT's issue that they had to face, where they were... I mean, it was a movie that was supposedly mocking the sexualization of children, but, oh yeah, to mock the sexualization of children, we had to do a movie about the sexualization of children. And so we made a whole fictitious movie in which children are getting sexualized. That was the excuse. It didn't pass for a lot of people have divorced from Netflix since then, and it's been building up on top of it with the inflation. So good for Netflix. Anyways, it's not good for your brain. I've been a Netflix binger, you know, in the US. I was subscribed to Netflix for a couple of months. I was browsing through the conspiracy channels, you know. Okay, show me how there's a pyramid on the moon. And isn't it bizarre that there is this triangular form on the moon in this single picture? And then eventually, it wasn't a pyramid. It was just a rock that shaped like a triangle. I mean, I love these things, but it's not good for your brain. The content on Netflix is just... not up to par, not good for you, and there's kind of infinite amounts of it, so you end up binging, you end up just, it's part of your life, it's not worth it. Furious liberals revolt after Trump-appointed judge lifts mask mandate, idiot airline. Some called for a boycott of airlines who don't continue requiring masks. Good luck, leftist. Good luck. It's like you're going to start your own airlines where masks are imposed. It's not going to work. The reality is, even despite the whole political flag that was given to the mask in terms of its political value, even then, not 50% of the population wants to wear these masks. Even the liberals, even those who take it at heart, they're annoyed deep down about this mask requirement. So you're going to get a maximally 10% of the population are so extremist that they would want a separate airline where everyone wears mask. Good luck with the prices of this. If you have a market that is tied to less than 10% of the full market just because of a arbitrary cap capricious political preference, it's not going to work. But do it, do it. I would love to have liberal free airlines. Twitter investors should just take Elon Musk money and run because the stock is overvalued, a top media analyst says. I'm super happy to see this in Yahoo News. Hopefully it gets the Twitter stockholder shaking. very interesting. They are saying, and I think they're right, Twitter is unlikely to ever reach 54 because we're entering a depression. We're due for a depression. If it reaches $54 in any time in the close future, it's going to be 4 years down the line minimum, I think. And they would have had to completely rethink their monetization thinking and that kind of stuff. I don't see it happening. Or if it happens, it's going to be too late. Do you really want to hold to your Twitter shares for the last next 4 years? If not, then sell to Elon. Papa Elon is going to take care of you. You're going to be drinking champagne. You're selling it above the market price, and the market price is the highest it's ever going to be in the next few years. Steven Robinson says, JF, Johnny Depp took the stand today in his defamation case. Very entertaining. Yes, I've seen this. He's been saying basically his wife was perfect at the beginning and she turned into a different being all of a sudden and started showing red flags and eventually wrote an article in the mainstream media about how he was an abusive husband. And he says he's never committed any abuse, therefore he's suing her for defamation. I hope he wins. I hope he hurts her financially. But you know, this is a single case again, so I'm not... he's also talked about his childhood being the victim of abuse. This is all a single case. We have to crack down on the entire operation of women lying about men. And this needs to do at the legal level and even at the constitutional level. We also need to deal with the whole it piece field, which these two matters are very much contained in the Johnny Depp story. We have to make it illegal. We have to make it illegal to write hit pieces about males because it's all they can do, really. Like do you know the wife of Johnny Depp? You would never have heard about her and heard about anything she has ever done if it wasn't that she decided to escalate the victimhood celeb ladder. And she did it like we see. I can't even remember their name. There are so many of them. Like every week you have a new celebrity woman who decides that she's going to represent herself as a victim of abuse, one with the hope of gathering some media attention. It's not getting the world better. You are destroying the world by lying. You're destroying the world, and we're going to have to legislate. Pineapple Platypotamus says, on Valentine's Day, my girlfriend got him to sign a card for her friend, and I said nothing because I didn't care, and he liked that. Are you talking about Johnny Depp? Did Johnny Depp touch you? Do you have your own claims about Johnny Depp? Careful, because he's suing for defamation these days, so you don't want to be a target of his. Thomas O'Ward says, Elon Musk scheduled to testify in the Johnny Depp trial, or so I heard. Must see TV circus on that day. Yeah, I think he's friend with him or something. There was something. Oh my God, this is old news. This was back in the day where Elon Musk wasn't the worldwide leader of a cult of liberty. But what? There was Elon Musk and there was a guy and someone was fucking someone else's wife and there was a security camera catching it all. I covered this news. I can't believe it. Oh yeah. Thomas O'Ward says he dated Amber Heard while they were married. He was dating the ex. Oh my god. Poor Elon Musk. He should, you know, when you attain that level of wealth, you should just have the most sexy woman, the most devoted, loyal woman. You shouldn't have trouble getting the breadcrumbs from Johnny Depp. This is stunning to me that even Elon Musk has trouble preserving girlfriends. And it shows you the state of degeneracy of our world. And again, a constitutional amendment could fix all of it. Look at the crash of Netflix. This is after-hours trading. Boom! The after-hours trading just starts and boom! From $350 to $250. Can you imagine you have a $350 million. You're happy. You've done the right decisions in life. You're super rich. And then suddenly, in a night, you have $250 million. That is a lot of money disappearing. People are going to be pissed tomorrow morning. This could build up because if a lot of traders went to sleep or they don't hear about it, tomorrow morning, there could be a reaction. This could be in the form of buying, so pulling it up, or further sales, in which case it would go down further. Elon Musk ends a tender offer. Board elimination in latest Twitter drama. Stocks jumps. Twitter shares moved higher Monday, but still sit well below the takeover price. Elon Musk tweeted, "Love me tender," and put some music icons around the sentence. I think he was quoting something like Elvis Presley or whatever, but it seems to be a coded language to say he wants to do a tender offer. I don't know what's a tender offer. I don't know what form it takes. I guess it's he would be offering the price rather than to the board. He would be offering it to the individual shareholders. He would be like, all right, if you don't like the decision of your board, sell me your stocks. That would be good because I guess he wouldn't need to buy 100% of it. He would just need to get to 50% and then he could fire the board. That would be beautiful. Jack Dorsey goes after CNN for deliberately steering division. A mask off Jack Dorsey went after CNN in a series of tweets in which the Twitter founder accused the legacy media network of deliberately creating division in society. The controversy started when CNN's Brian Stelter tweeted an article accusing Fox News host Tucker Carlson of always selling the same thing, selling doubt. And Jack Dorsey goes after them. And you all are selling hope? Okay, that's a nice reply. With Brian Stelter. Brian Stelter is selling fake positioning on ethics of journalism when CNN is the worst violator of it. But you never hear on Brian Stelter's show a critical view of what CNN does. In fact, you just watch Brian Stelter's show to realize just how self-deceiving they are about their own incompetence and their own mischievousness. If you want a good measure of a man who self-deceives into thinking his company is perfect, go for Brian Stelter. He keeps talking against Fox News. Bro, Fox News is, you know, bizarrely succeeding at holding a kind of center in political journalistic coverage. CNN is totally out there. They have lost the center. They have totally gone woke. Guy from V says, Brian Stelter might as well be a pedo. He looks like one. That is extremely judgmental and not empirically based. So I will not side with you on this one. Battle of Donbass in full swing as Russia launches hellish all-out assault. We are seeing the progression of the war. It's all happening around the Donbass. We have advances of the troops here. Well, at least they are trying to advance. Bombardment of Zaporizhzhia. And, of course, the maintenance of the front here. But not much movement on the map itself. It is still points of conflict, bombardment, artillery. I guess that they are trying to advance, but I think that we should expect some degree of advance because I think that it's an all-out effort. It will be the most important drive forward in this whole war, so hopefully we'll see some advancing of the Russian troops very soon. Russian army shelling the Saltivka district in Kharkiv. They blur all of the images, but they blur for, I think it's something that the pro-Ukraine journalists do. They blur the rest of the image so that it can't be used for geolocation, so that the Russian forces can correct their shot. Okay. But you deprive us of understanding the city context in which this is happening. Grapes Coda says, I'm sure we could create an AI to track the physiognomy of pedos and then run his face through it, JF. Okay. Sure. Okay, programmer. You can program this AI. President Zelensky asks Verkhovna Rada to extend martial law for another 30 days. This is revolting. Because this is Zelensky trying to maintain the state of fear in his own nation, which leads to things like CRP still missing. This is why CRP is missing. This is why CRP cannot even talk to us anymore and may be dead. It's because of the martial law, the absence of regular law, and the general arbitrariness of the killings and torturing and kidnappings that are currently happening in Ukraine. For the good of humanity, please, Russia, win quickly. Lavrov denies Russia could use nukes in Ukraine. So again, we have a denial. I personally, I was stunned that, you know, we've seen extremely surgical bombardments and artillery coverage, but we've not seen single bombs, you know, destroying massive amounts of infrastructure. And I was always surprised, but Lavrov is telling us this is the strategy of Russia. This is how it's going to be. So don't refresh your browser, JF, every night to see if a nuke has happened. It won't happen. A hall filled with a hall filled with pensioners in the occupied village of Rozovka in the Zaporizhzhia Oblast voted to join the Donetsk People's Republic. So you have people who are located on the borders here, and they are voting to join the DPR. So that's an important step for the Russian army, not just to win the conflict in terms of demilitarization, but to convince the local populations that, yeah, going forward, we're part of DPR. And this is how you extend the region of DPR, because DPR originally was spreading a little more than it currently is. And that's because the Ukrainian army had already led a war for 8 years against the DPR, pushing them back, getting them to be smaller. With the Russian army controlling this territory, we can see votes emerging that will allow the legalization of the status of these regions into DPR. That's a first, and it's very important from a going forward, after the war perspective, important move there. Parts of Russian missiles have fallen on the zoo in Mykolaiv. Look at this, a missile part and a bison. This is fascinating. The missile fell, the bison is right there. Beautiful picture. suspected tripwire bomb found in Kiev. So you have a little line here. You have to be careful if you're in areas that where there has been conflict. Tripwire goes here, connects to some mechanism here. Is that a bomb? It seems like it could explode if it's... Oh, it's a grenade. See? A grenade, and if it pulls, it will remove the cap of the grenade and it explodes. Look at the wire going all the way there, going around, and then going where you would step here. Well. Very educational. I didn't know that people were setting up complex stuff like this. A crater by a Russian strike. I see these craters, and I wonder, is this a reflection of a missed target? Because it looks like you've been striking a big pile of mud. But who knows, there might have been a building there or something. Or maybe there was a tank or something. You know, there are pieces of metal here I can see. So perhaps there's something that really got destroyed here. But look at the massive explosion. It digs a whole crater. Drone footage overlooking the Azovstal iron and steelworks plant with a battered Mariupol. So that is the last stand of the Azov forces, and they are getting smoked. This is the last spot left before Russia can claim the entirety of the land bridge, Mariupol, and all the regions connecting to DPR. Mariupol is totally destroyed. They've been covered in shelling. Firestarter says the tank evaporated. Yeah, it's possible that with such a big missile that... there are no more pieces of the tank left to observe. Damage in Golovchino village in Grevoron district of Belgorod region as a result of explosions. Buildings keep getting destroyed. Russian troops continue shelling at Marienka in the Donetsk region. So we've had buildings receiving shells like this, heavy artillery, and Ukrainian forces take... Someone sent me this and it made me think, hey, this looks like... He told me this looks like the place where CRP was sleeping when we talked to him. When we talked to CRP, he was in a hotel, and I don't know if he mentioned... I think he mentioned on one of his streams that it was the Palace Hotel. Well, look at what happened to the hotel. Ukrainian forces take hold of a five-star hotel in Kiev that is accused of ties to Russia. Well, I'm not sure it was the Palace Hotel. I know that that CRP mentioned the Palace Hotel in one of his streams. I'm absolutely sure. But I'm not sure if he said that he was staying there or that usually he was staying there, but that this time he was staying elsewhere. In any case, the five-star hotel has now been captured by the Ukrainian side because they're too pro-Russian to their taste. Well, it looks like a bunch of Ukrainian soldiers want to get free booze, and so they took over the most luxurious hotel. Peter Gilbert says on his Twitter account, Gonzalo Lira Lopez, a 54-year-old Chilean-American writer who lives in Ukraine and has been reporting from Kharkov since the start of the current war, has not been heard from since Friday. There is reason to fear that he has been arrested by the SBU or worse. We still have zero news from CRP. I will keep updating. I'm refreshing his social media every day. We still don't have any news. CRP, if you're out there and if you're safe and you have the chance to, send an email so that people can know what's up with you. A lot of people are worried. I hope that Coach Red Pill is doing fine still. And finally, as a last news item, for today. Washington Post, tech reporter Taylor Lawrence under fire for doxing libs of TikTok. Washington Post tech reporter Taylor Lawrence has come under fire for doxing the person behind libs of TikTok, a Twitter account dedicated to amplifying unhinged TikTok rants by Democrats and other leftists, including shocking clips of public school teachers who harbor extreme views. The crux of Lawrence's hit piece is that libs of TikTok spreads anti-LGBTQ plus sentiment and should be outed and shamed for acting as a wire service for the broader right-wing media ecosystem and affecting teachers' ability to feel safe in their classroom. And, you know, Libs of TikTok is a great account who's been publishing stuff, like the craziest stuff you can get from the left. We shouldn't define the word woman because gender is a system of oppression. Definition of woman. I'm about to define what a woman is for you, he said. X chromosomes, no Tally Walker. It's so simple. And the leftists, of course, are complaining with this clear definition. I personally don't even define along the chromosomes because I know that when you're in a debate, someone is going to pull, oh, well, what about the intersex chromosome, XXY? And so I'm even a step beyond these people. I'm like, I define woman as the member of the human species capable of producing or expected to produce. I don't even say capable. You know why? I don't even say capable of producing the egg, because then they're like, oh, but what about people who can't reproduce? What about sterile women? Aren't they women? And so I'm like, okay. A woman, therefore, is someone who's expected to produce an egg as part of the reproductive act. And at some moment, you may stop expecting because you may discover that she has a disease of some kind. But that doesn't change that you would have expected before that moment that she would be able to produce an egg. And you certainly wouldn't have expected that she would be producing a sperm. That is it for tonight, boys. Is Disney next? Oh, just one person voted. I think we might be dropping entropy because I'm quite comfortable with the super chat system of Odyssey. And Entropy has not produced a version of their platform for Odyssey, so it leads to much less people going there. I might leave it up just as an option for super chats, but I may not do surveys anymore because people are not going there anymore. Grapes Coda says, wait until they start creating the artificial wombs, JF. Even then, you're going to need an entity that provides 50% of your genes. The entity that does so in a big package, I call the woman. The entity that does so in a small package, I call the man. Thank you.